Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about Disney and Marvel Studios, which is at large more similar to all of Hollywood at this point in time, saying basically, we didn't want a white guy, a white man showing up and maybe saving the day in WandaVision, one of their TV series. But it's not just against white guys. That's my title because that's the main story I have. Just as of, I think today, or maybe it was yesterday, John Boyega, who is a black gentleman, that was on a fan art graphic that was sent in to Disney on some contest or where they were posting it, Disney took it and edited out John Boyega, the black man, from it. So what is similar out of both these? That they're removing a guy. Now here, because of the woke brigade, they wanted to remove the white male. Because of China, they wanted to remove the black guy. What's similar? Men. Men were removed from both media pieces. And I don't think that's coincidence. I don't see them removing any women from anything. I don't see them talking ill of women. So we're going to go over this story. I got a couple dating profiles of the day. I've got some women's losses as well to go over. Let me quickly show you this graphic. I just did a story about Bill Gates the other day. And hey, 27 years, what's 27 years? So they decided, he and Melinda Gates decided to get divorced. But I pulled this up. Someone had put this graphic up and I grabbed it. And here's the richest men in the world. Jeff Bezos, number one, divorced. Bernard Arnault and family, divorced. Elon Musk, divorced. Bill Gates, divorced. And then it's Mark Zuckerberg. Well, he's an alien or a robot. I'm not sure which. So that doesn't count. Warren Buffett, he's 93, 91. He's 90 some odd years old. Doesn't count. The reason why I say they don't count, Warren Buffett, I mean, that's pretty old school right there. Larry Page, he's still married. Larry Ellison, divorced. Sergey Brin, divorced. And Amancio Ortega, divorced. So out of 10 of the richest men in the world, 7 of them are divorced. One's almost dead. One's an android. And I really don't know much about Larry Page. So statistically, things are against you. And while we're speaking of this, I do want to give a quick shout out to my buddy Aaron Clary. A lot of you guys have asked me, hey, why don't you write a book? I'd love to get the book and some of the things you talk about. Aaron has the Book of Numbers, analyzing the return of interest or return of investment on the pursuit of women. And this is available in Kindle, audiobook, and paperback. He's I'm a big fan of his. He writes the books. I wish I could. And I got the Audible or the audiobook version of the Book of Numbers. But what it is basically is he breaks it down with, hey, certain women are aligned with the womanist, feminist causes. Certain women have admitted to kind of having mental problems. Other women are already married. Other women are, you know, the 49ers, as Coach Greg Adams likes to say, the Fords that are being nice and easy and sleeping with all the nines, hoping they get to snag one someday. It's a very, like, 2 or 3 hour long listen, depending on how quickly you read. It's 2-3 hours, but it's relatively inexpensive in the Kindle and audiobook forms. But even in paperback, this is your Bible. I would say this is a go-to of just raw numbers of why the odds of you getting married or being in a long-term successful relationship are literally almost zero nowadays. So I wanted to give a shout out to him. And while I'm on that topic real quick, as you can see, I was really prepared for this, but I have his books legitimately. So he's also got Curse of the High IQ, which is a great book. He's got Poor Richard's Retirement. That's a great retirement book if you're looking forward to retiring. How Not to Become a Millennial. That's for you younger blokes out there. And Bachelor Pad Economics, which is a great coverage of everything from retirement, finding a job, going to college, what a relationship will cost you. Instead of buying, say, a sports car, putting it in to different retirement accounts, he goes over all of it. I think the only thing maybe that he doesn't dive into is crypto. And when he wrote that, I don't know how big the crypto market was. But give Aaron Clary some love, guys. He's here in the Manosphere with us. He's a Red Pill content creator here on YouTube as well, and he puts together some great stuff. Moving on, here's the main article. So popular WandaVision series scrapped, a surprise cameo because Marvel didn't want a white male saving the day. I'll be honest with you. So last year about this time, I was putting out two videos a day every single day. Now, if you go to my feed, you notice it's once every 3 or 4 days. It is hard reading the news today. You know, I try to live by my own standards that I suggest you guys live up to, which is, hey, get off social media, get away from the internet, get away from the TV, get away from Netflix and all their bashing men. Like, you have to kind of turn this off, because the minute you turn off the computer and you go for a walk in the woods or go for a hike or go hit the gym listening to music, that crap goes away. And when you look at the ground level around you, life is pretty good. Well, for what I do for you guys is look, you know, sift through the news and try to find stories that are, or laws or interesting things that keep you abreast of guys and how we're kind of shoved into the corner or put down or harmed or all the things that can go bad. Because of that, I have to eat a lot of bad news. I'm just chewing through it all day, trying to find something productive out of it. So I'm down to a video every 3-4 days. I don't do that because I don't like doing content. I do it because there's so much now, and this is one of it. This kind of story and the other one that I'm going to read tonight about John Boyega, this is the kind of stuff that makes me legitimately start hating the world, hating society. Not hating other people, because I don't hate people specifically, but it makes me hate the way things are going, and it makes me want to tap out. But the thing of it is that if you do tap out and you say, you know what, I'm not going to participate, which at some point in my life I plan to do, I'm not going to participate, I'm just going to escape into the woods. That is my ultimate goal here at some point. But the minute you turn it off and you start ignoring it and you don't start pushing back against this stuff and you don't talk about it and you don't say, hey, this is unfair to men, it's unfair to black men in the case of John Boyega, it's unfair to white guys, we need to stop this. And early on in this year, right at the video I put out at the beginning of this year, I said, get off social media, keep your head low, wait till it all blows over and it goes away, and then things will go back to normal. But I was watching another YouTuber here, and they brought up a very good point, which is, if you don't stand up and fight for what you believe in, when you lose it, you have no right to complain. So if there were 100 people and 10 people screamed that they want vanilla ice cream, for example, and the other 90% really wanted chocolate ice cream, but they decided not to speak and say anything, then the people listening hear, hey, 10 people want vanilla ice cream, no one else said anything, so I guess vanilla ice cream is the winner, even though 90% would have liked chocolate. I don't care what side of the political fence you're on, personally. That's up to you. I have chosen. It's anti-woke. It's anti-critical race theory. It's anti-socialism. It's anti all that stuff. I like my liberty. I like my freedom. I consider everybody equal, no matter what you are, as far as your color of your skin, your religion, any of that stuff. I love all of you equally when it comes to that. And same thing goes for the wise, kind, sweet women that are on the side of supporting men. But you women also need to stand up and start fighting up and standing up for the men in your lives. Or if you want a man in your life someday, you better step up and you better start showing and pushing back against this stuff. But that's my side. Even if you feel completely opposite and you disagree with me, that's fine too. But we all have to speak up and start pushing back. So I'll give you an example. Last week, I went to the bank. I went to the bank through the drive-thru. Now, that means I'm in my car, and the bank teller is on the other side of bulletproof glass using a speaker, and they slide out that little drawer that you can drop your stuff into. I had to make a deposit. I pulled up, rolled down my window down, and she said on the speaker, please put on a mask. Now, I'm in Florida. There's no mandate here for it. Anybody that wants, any age, anybody can go ahead and get the jab if they want to. So there's no one that hasn't gotten it that wants it. Okay. So it means anybody that's worried about this stuff, they can get it taken care of. She said, please put on a mask. I said, we're on the other side of, 2-inch thick glass. Why? And she said, it's company policy. I said, but it doesn't make any, I don't have one. I'm in my car. I'm not getting out of my car. I'm just in my car. I don't have one. I think you can speak to me across the speaker through 2 inches of glass. She said, I'm sorry, it's company policy. I drove home. I grabbed a mask. I came back. I walked in the bank. I closed my investment accounts, my retirement accounts, my bank account, my checking account, my savings account. I canceled my credit card. I obliterated everything. And I made sure I told them why. Now, in the past, I would have gone home and I might have closed them online, or I might have just said, whatever, and gone home. Now, I'm not saying you have to agree, but I just feel I'm sorry. I bulletproof glass, I think, is a pretty good, we're more than a few feet apart. She had a mask on. Everybody that wanted the jab got it. But it was just, I'm done with this. I'm done with this foolishness. Now, you may not agree, and that's fine, but I'm done. And if it's their right as a business to refuse me service because I don't play by their games, then it's my right as a customer to not be a customer of yours anymore. And the same thing's going with all this stuff, okay? It's very easy for all of us to go, man, this stuff is ridiculous. I'm unhappy with it. But you know what? I'm just going to curl up in a shell. I'm going to ignore it all, and hopefully it blows over. I think that's not an option anymore. So that's why, even if you don't see me for a day or two, I'm still going to do the stories. I'm still going to talk about this stuff. But I can tell you now, I'm not happy about it. I mean, I'm happy to do the videos for you. I'm not happy reading this stuff. This just drives me crazy. But this is where we are now. And there is no more middle of the road. There is no more being quiet about this stuff. Because one side's being really loud and everything's going their way. And now I'm boycotting. I literally keep a list of companies that I will not go into. And if it's someplace I don't regularly go, I check the list. I have lists for products now. I'm voting with my dollars. I'm done with the crap. So just keep that in mind. But if you really do care about my mental health, the best thing you can do today is join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. You can now join monthly. First month is free. You can sub for a year over there and get 2 months off free. Or you can just donate a little something. And if all of you today, my normal viewers, that donated like a couple of bucks, I'm retired. You'd never see me again. I'd be in the woods hunting, wild boar or deer or something with my little cabin, rubbing sticks together to make my fire. I wouldn't go full hermit, but man, I'm telling you, this stuff is hard to chew through. All right. I'll leave a little comment or something so you can, if you wanted to jump to this point. Anyway, a popular WandaVision series scrapped by a studio or by a surprise cameo because Marvel didn't want a white male saving the day. Fans of the wildly popular WandaVision series on Disney Plus might be disappointed to discover that they missed out on a surprise cameo because the production team didn't want a white male coming in to save the day. Paul Bettany, let me see if I can get this print a little larger. Paul Bettany, who played Vision in the series, had teased fans with hints referring to a planned cameo of Doctor Strange, another superhero character from the Marvel Universe, but the series ended without his appearance. Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige later revealed that they wanted to have the Scarlet Witch character stand on her own instead of depending on a white male to help save her. Some people might say, it would have been so cool to see Doctor Strange, Feige said in an interview with Rolling Stone. But it would have taken away from Wanda, he explained. We didn't want the end of the show to be commoditized to go to the next movie. Here's the white guy. Let me show you how power works. Well, Doctor Strange is a pretty cool character. And I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen this. Now, of course, I didn't see it because I boycotted Disney and Marvel a couple years ago now, mostly when they did the thing to John Boyega that they did a couple years ago, which was removing him from one of the posters that was getting promoted over in China. They removed him from the poster and kind of, I guess you'd call it, blackwashing him out. They washed him off the poster or shrank him down or did something. And then, of course, all the labor things that they've got going on with the forced labor over in China as well. I said, you know what? Any companies that support that, I'm out on this stuff. I'm just done with it. And I've kind of hit burnout on the Marvel series. Like, I enjoyed them, but I think once they started talking about having an all-woman hero Marvel movie, and then they're replacing Thor with what is it, Love and Thunder, whatever the next Thor movie coming out with, where though the skinny girl, I don't, Natalie Portman, I couldn't even remember her name. Natalie Portman, I guess, is going to be now the new Thor. I'm just like, you guys have jumped the shark. Like, I'm done with you. But here again, they just said, you know what, would have been a great storyline, but we're removing this. Now, I've also heard on one of the main TV networks that we have here in the United States, either ABC, NBC, one of those, they're not taking scripts now that have Caucasian families. They're only taking ones that have a certain ratio of minorities and trans and gay and this and that. That's where we are now. And I joke about buying a cabin in the middle of Montana and just moving there. But let's face it, at a certain point, I'm going to run out of products I can buy and entertainment I can enjoy anyway, because I'm going to be boycotting everything. So I really wouldn't be moving much. At a certain point, I think I'm going to be voting with my dollars by not buying anything. I'll be wearing a bearskin outfit that I've made for myself, and I'll be going back to Robinson Crusoe times. But anyway, he continues on. Feige confirmed some fan suspicion that the series was originally planned to dovetail into the second Doctor Strange movie with an appearance by Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor who portrays the magician or magical superhero. But rather than diminish the Wanda character, they wrote out Doctor Strange altogether. He even admitted that some scenes written into the series were specifically written to reference the cameo that never materialized. Cumberbatch himself referred to the failed cameo and apologized to disappointed fans while appearing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. There's a comedy show that's not hasn't been funny in years. If it didn't happen, then I'm sorry about that. So he did record it sounds like. He said, if it didn't happen, then I'm sorry about that. So maybe they recorded it and just didn't film or didn't release it. It says the two characters are still planned to share the screen when the movie Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is released to theaters on March 25th, 2022. Here's the thing. It sounds like there wasn't anybody coming out and saying, hey, we're unhappy that Doctor Strange is coming out. Hey, we're unhappy that you're going to have a male step in and save the day. You could have written it differently if you really were worried about that. They are now preemptively canceling guys and men and whatever. They're preemptively doing this because they're afraid of 18 people on Twitter that might say, how dare you have a white man come in to save the day on WandaVision? And in the meantime, probably hundreds of thousands of fans didn't get to see the cameo. Let me jump to the second one here. This is again from what today or yesterday, from Sci-Fi Fantasy Fans Society, and I've seen this in a couple different places, so this is a legitimate story. Disney Lucasfilm removed John Boyega from Star Wars: The Force Awakens promotional art again. That's right, they did it the first time for China. I guess it was for The Force Awakens 2 years ago, whenever that was, 3 years ago now. Lucasfilm and parent company Disney continue to tarnish their own reputations while both claim to be inclusive EEO companies, that's Equal Employment Opportunity companies. They continue to pander to countries, specifically China, that don't like the people of color. In an official tweet posted to celebrate Star Wars Day, May the 4th, yesterday, the official Star Wars Twitter account shared a fan-made poster by artist Leek Fonge, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, intended to represent the film Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, which was the first of the three Disney Star Wars sequel trilogy of movies. Now, here's the thing. Even if you're not into the movies, even if you don't care about all that stuff, that's not what this story is really about. What it's about is the way that they're clipping men, they're clipping men of color, they're clipping white men out, they're removing men, again, to avoid kick or to avoid complaints by China, to avoid complaints by the woke, to avoid. So now it's not even that people are complaining. It's that people have complained so much that they're just ahead of time saying, you know what, let's go ahead and take this out because it might be problematic in the future. This is the mob mentality. And when you get into that, again, weak people or weak men make bad times. These are weak men. These are weak people. They're weak companies. You know, for Disney saying they're all inclusive and they want all this equality, boy, they sure don't have that problem when they're trying to sell something to China, do they? See, it all comes down to the dollar. They really don't care. I don't think any of them care. All they care about is making as much money as possible. And if it comes at throwing men under the bus, no problems. If it comes to throwing minorities under the bus, just trying to sell stuff to China, no problem. But see, they you can always, you know, we've said this before too. Watch what somebody does, not what they say. And they'll say, oh, we want diversity and we want inclusivity. We want this, we want that. But the first chance they get, they're removing the men out of the picture, right, to appease other people. But diversity. The poster shared by this official Star Wars Twitter account and later deleted depicted two characters from the film, Rey and Kylo Ren. Let me see if I can bump this up a little bit more, make it super big there. So if you look at that, all right, so they've got here they've got Rey. They've got John Boyega's character, is it Finn, I think it is. And then, of course, they've got generic Darth Vader that was weak villain because, you know, Rey couldn't be upstaged at any point because she's a woman. She couldn't be upstaged at any point by, God forbid, a man. So they made the villain, of course, weak. But I want you to look at this poster, and they had John Boyega there, a little bit smaller behind, but in between both. Well, they edited it. Disney edited it. And here in this one, they added two more characters, and I'll read this out here in a second. But where is the one? Maybe they had it as a sidebar. Here's the one that they officially tweeted. And what they did is they just cut out Rey and slid her over and completely removed John Boyega. And then they represented this as fan art. They say, I have to get close to see this. To celebrate May the 4th, Lucasfilm and Disney Plus commissioned artists from around the world to create unique illustrations that represent the Star Wars films and original series. Check them out now on Disney. So Disney edited this from what the fan artist originally had put in, which was this. And they have the comment here, and I'll leave a link down below if you want to see this stuff. And then it says here, to celebrate May the 4th. So actually, they took it down, and then I guess they re-uploaded it, and it had Han Solo and Chewbacca in here. Like, what is Disney doing? It says, after fans noticed this, the obvious discrepancy and complete removal of John Boyega's character of Finn from the poster shared on the official Twitter account, they were outraged and highly critical of Disney and Lucasfilms. This prompted the powers that be at Disney or Lucasfilm to delete the original tweet that left out Finn, then replacing it with a different tweet with the exact same wording and yet another poster that not only included Finn, but depictions of Han Solo and Chewbacca also. Maybe, I don't know, trying to draw attention away from him, like, I don't know. But this is, and oh, and here's the original poster. So if you see on the one, this is for the Force Awakens. If you look on the poster on the left, it's Finn's character, John Boyega, holding the blue lightsaber. On the right, you can see they shrunk him way down and moved him like smaller than even, and they brought up the size of BB-8, I guess it is. I'm not a huge, like, I'm a fan, but I'm not a huge fan. So if I get any of this wrong, this terminology, forgive me. They increased the size of BB-8, moved everybody around, and they shrunk John Boyega and put it way down small. And you can see here, it's got the, I'm not telling you what you guys should be doing with your money, but I'll tell you this. If you still give these woke companies, these companies that do crap like this, that pander to China, that pander to the woke, that pander to people, and you keep giving them money, what you're basically doing is saying, I approve. That's what you're saying. I don't care how excited you are for a video game, a movie, a product, whatever it is. If you keep giving money to these companies, you're saying, I'm okay with this. Here's my money anyway. I'm offended, but the product that you're giving me is more important to me than me being offended. So for me, I'm getting too easily offended, but I'm telling you, all this crap just drives me up a wall. All right, let us move on to the dating profile of the day. I have a couple of them here today. This woman is 43, and she is divorced, and yes, she has kids, and they live at home. It says, I am seeking somebody willing to go to church regularly and somebody that has a good job that doesn't have tats. Okay, so you've got to have a good job, no tattoos, and you have to go to church regularly. Also, preferably the baby of the family or middle child. Firstborns tend to be controlling, and only children are spoiled. So, if you're an only child, or if you're the oldest of all of them, she'll pass on you because reasons. My parents made about $200,000, so I would like to find somebody who makes $100,000 or more, like my father, that does not pay $1,800 in child support to pay off his ex's mortgage for her. Seriously? Okay, so she wants a guy that makes more than 100 grand, and I'm not sure what she's saying after that, or more, like my father that does not pay $1,800 in child support to pay off his ex's mortgage for her. So I guess she's complaining that her father didn't pay enough to pay his ex's mortgage off for her? Ooh, okay. That's, wow. Like, you think he should? If you think he should just pay off her mortgage because he makes a lot of money, how do you think she's going to treat you when you two go your separate ways? She's definitely going to be looking at you like you're a scratch and sniff winning lottery ticket. She said, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom most of my life, but eventually they grow up. And if you have a sensitive ego, please keep moving right along. Okay. Somehow that's supposed to make sense to you. She wanted to be a stay-at-home mom most of her life, but eventually the kids grow up. And if you have a sensitive ego, please keep moving right along. You should already have a healthy self-esteem at our age in this game. We're not already halfway through our lives. We are already halfway through our lives. Women are meant to be a man's partner, not their mother. I agree on that. If I end up staying with my employer and moving up, I will be making around 100K unless I go into teaching or design. Don't care. And lastly, please don't ignore something that I have said, thinking you can change my mind because you have money. I have dated enough strong-willed men set in their ways, as well as men that still live with their mother. Please don't waste my time. If you're getting offended by any of this, then you're probably too sensitive for me. Good luck, dating blows. Yes, it does, mostly from meeting and reading profiles like hers. I love the fact that she's said she's dated enough strong-willed men set in their ways. Do you know what that's really code for? When a man's strong-willed and set in his ways, he knows what he likes. He knows what his plans are. And he's not just going to kowtow and change his mind because you think he should. But you see that you notice how she puts that as a negative. All right, I got one more dating profile of the day. This one's 21. She says, now, okay, let me just read the profile and then I'll comment on this. She's 21. She says, I'm an intersectional feminist. Actually, I'm 18. So already, first sentence is a lie. It says, quote, okay, you're cute, but are you woke? She says, disclaimer, if you decided that my face is interesting enough to read my bio, then I congratulate you. You won't have to waste your time trying to flirt with me, though. You won't have to try to waste your time flirting with me through messages, because the reality is I'm already in a happy and healthy relationship, and I only use Tinder as a confidence boost. Great, right? Now keep swiping. I've got news for you, ma'am, and or sir, whichever you identify as. Zer, them. You're not in a healthy and happy relationship if you're needing validation on a dating site while you're dating somebody. Just my two thoughts on that one. So, again, but I've said this many times. This is almost what I said at the beginning of the thing here. I've said this many, many, many times. Many women will use a dating app for validation. They have no interest in dating you. They have no interest in actually contacting you. If you contact them in message, a lot of times you'll get 1- and 2-word answers back or barely a message at all. Or they sit there and you matched and you never, like if you're on Bumble and the girl has to message first, you'll sit there waiting for whatever time to expire and then they disappear without ever having sent you a message. Now, if you're a normal, sane human being, you say, why would they do this? Like, why are people on dating apps if they're never into dating? It's because they just go, hey, he's not bad looking. I wonder if he thinks I'm pretty good looking. Swipe. Hey, it's a match. Yay. Let me pat myself on the back. Validation approved. I guess I can still feel good about myself because men still find me attractive. Now, granted, they're only finding you attractive maybe with the makeup and the fact that you've held a phone 17 feet over your head to try to get rid of the 3 chins that you have. Or you have some cleavage showing or something like that, but they'll do it. And again, here's perfect proof that they do. So I'm telling you, dating apps, unless you're Chad McHardbody, and then go ahead and get on them, and you're going to get, you know, you'll get plenty of action and you can get your hookups done and everything like that if you want. But I mean, if you're just an average everyday guy, and maybe it's not your looks that are your muscles or whatever that are your primary thing that you're bringing to the table, you know, like most modern men. Most modern men are not bringing a perfect body and, you know, chiseled, handsome, good looks. If that's you, good luck to you. But if that's not you, I wouldn't waste my time. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my videos over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Check out my older videos. Go check out the books by Aaron Clary that I mentioned earlier in this segment. He's got the Book of Numbers, Analyzing the Return of Investment on the Pursuit of Women. It's a great read. It's to the point. It's here's some hard math. Here are your odds to meet someone, get in a happy relationship, maybe get married, and maybe have that marriage stick without you getting a great book, I'm telling you. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, they're trying to tear society apart. They're trying to make us all go crazy. Keep sticking up for your fellow man. Do not fall into these traps. Do not get sucked down into the vortex of hating other people because they differ from you. That's what they want. Who you need to stay mad at and who you need to keep your eyes on are the people that are trying to get you to hate your fellow man. Those are the people that you need to keep your eye on.